Our AccuWeather forecast says clouds will be on the increase, could see some snow flurry activity. The high today around 34. It is primary election day in Wisconsin. A handful of local decisions have to be made toward finalizing the ballot for the April 5th general election. Everybody will get a chance to vote in a statewide race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Three candidates on the ballot today. You only need two for April. Decisions needed in Racine County for three city aldermanic races, two Mount Pleasant trustee contests, and two Racine school board contests, the latter now involving numbered districts. In Kenosha County, you've got two aldermanic district primaries today. Also for Kenosha School Board, the list is six candidates on the ballot today. The polls will be open until 8 o'clock tonight. WRJN News will again provide social media status updates after 8 o'clock, mainly on Twitter. You can get those at WRJN.com. We will also have podcast reports. The primary today may help advocates for older voters sort out some of the problems they'll face if they don't have the necessary photo ID. That's according to Janet Zander with the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources.
We are making sure that we capture as many people as we can to make sure they know what they need, and that we begin to collect stories about people who find out when they get to the polls they didn't have what they needed, so that we can continue to use that as part of our education and training and material to make sure that for the next election, we're even more prepared.
Critics claim the changes contained in an online voter registration measure will make it more difficult for some older voters. The Racine Board of Cemetery Commissioners has decided against revisiting a long-standing ordinance against allowing dogs in two city-owned cemeteries, Mound and Graceland, even though it's well known people bring them in anyway under the threat of a complaint-based citation. Alderman Sandy Widener felt the issue could at least be discussed and the decades-old rule perhaps amended to allow dogs on leashes. Commissioner Jim Feeney was against it, while noting that some dog owners do treat their animals like family.
Sometimes dog owners will bring the dog into the cemetery to visit the grave of one of their owners. Some people treat their dogs as children, and a wife may bring the dog in to visit the husband's grave. Now, you may think that's kind of corny, but some people do that. They feel that strongly.
The panel heard from Lucy Veltri. She said there are dog parks available, but a cemetery should be dog-free. The communication unanimously received and filed by the cemetery board, that recommendation going to the Common Council. The trial of a Racine man accused of killing another man in downtown nearly 2 years ago delayed because of problems finding two key witnesses. 25-year-old Christopher Brown's trial on charges of first-degree reckless homicide and reckless endangerment of safety was supposed to have started Monday. That and the death of 21-year-old Du London Ratliff. However, the DA's office has not been able to find two key witnesses. Trial is now scheduled for May the 16th. And SC Johnson's adding 20 jobs at its Waxdale plant in Mount Pleasant. A news release says the production operator jobs will be added to the nearly 1,000 employees there at that site. Products for such brands as Glade, Windex, and Plant are manufactured at Waxdale. A dozen schools in Racine are going to be part of a walk-in effort across the state Wednesday. It's a call for improved education, part of a nationwide movement by the National Education Association titled Reclaim Our Schools. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Racine Teachers Union President Aaron Ike said the effort is focused on equal opportunity, adequate funding, and more community schools for low-income communities.
Restoring some of the funding that was cut a couple years ago in Wisconsin would be a good start. I think creating community schools, which is a research-based concept that really brings the resources of the community into the school and allows the school to be more of a community center, not just for children, but for the entire community, as well as making sure that the voucher system is reformed.
Walk-ins will also be taking place at schools in Milwaukee and La Crosse tomorrow. There's more information online about the movement at reclaimourschools.org. A man who filed paperwork to run for alderman in Kenosha is now charged with election fraud. 25-year-old Jesus Salazar, who lives in Chicago these days, scheduled to appear in Kenosha court on March 3rd. The criminal complaint says he had been convicted of several felonies, but he still signed paperwork in front of a notary public indicating that he was eligible to run for office. 15th District Alderman is what he had filed for. Convicted felons cannot hold office in Wisconsin unless they have a pardon from the governor. So in addition to election fraud, Salazar has been charged with false swearing. Take note that if you drive into the Chicago area, Illinois State Police are stepping up patrols after a recent string of shootings on some of the expressways.
We'll use aircraft, video cameras, covert vehicles, and undercover officers for surveillance. You won't see us,
but we will see you.
At least six people shot on Chicago Expressway since the beginning of the year. One person killed, another hurt last month on the Skyway. A proposal for assessing property owners along Highway V in Mount Pleasant on that controversial water and sewer project has now been released by Village Administration for perusal before an eventual public hearing. The project is for improved development in Caledonia, which has a number of Mount Pleasant folks upset, claiming it's not a benefit to them. Administrator Kurt Wallen says this proposal, with the village covering deferred interest and up to 20 years to start paying, is unprecedented. Calls it better than what Caledonia had offered affected property owners. The Mount Pleasant assessment proposal, without any concrete dollar figure, should be finalized before the big election on April 5th, that after a public hearing sometime next month. In Madison, the State Assembly is expected to vote this afternoon on a bill that would make the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association subject to open records and meetings laws. Marinette Republican Representative John Nygren introduced the bill after the governing agency told school administrators intervene when fans began chanting negative messages at sporting events. Story got nationwide attention and ridicule. One high school basketball player suspended for criticizing it with a profane tweet. Nygren says it could have been avoided with more insight into development of the policy, but WIAA officials maintain it's a private nonprofit group. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office files charges against a man who held police at bay for 9 hours this past weekend, that after allegedly firing a shot into the floor of his apartment, the bullet entering the unit below just missing a woman occupant. David Leisure arrested after tear gas canisters were fired into his residence, police indicating Leisure had threatened suicide the night before. He's charged with second-degree reckless endangerment of safety, failing to comply with officers, and misdemeanor operating a firearm while intoxicated. A preliminary hearing has been scheduled for next week. The Racine Unified School Board's Legislative Committee is scheduled to have a meeting with the Sturtevant Village Board tonight at 6 o'clock. That'll be at the Municipal Building on 89th Street. It'll be similar to a discussion committee members had a couple of weeks ago with the Caledonia Village Board, topics ranging from school discipline to achievement scores, but with a desire by each side to improve communication. Another meeting with Caledonia, by the way, has been scheduled March 22nd. It is also likely the committee and Sturtevant officials will have some future meetings. The Women's Resource Center of Racine trying to nail down now the last of the fundraising that's necessary for completing renovations of the new Healing House facility on Church Road in Kansasville and announcing an opportunity for community involvement. Center has long provided safety services to the victims of domestic violence and purchased the former St. Mary's Grade School last year, trying to create a single site in western Racine County. The organization's safety and healing services, they're being expanded west of the interstate. The plans include a 16-bed shelter. Executive Director Sherry Griffin says this fundraising challenge can involve the entire community. New federal rules would be telling stores to increase their stocks of healthy foods, or they could face the loss of shoppers using food stamps. More on this from Michael Descano.
The rules are designed to ensure people who use food stamps have better access to healthy foods, but they don't dictate what people have to buy or eat. A person using food stamp dollars could still purchase as much junk food as they want, but they would at least have more options in the store to buy fruits, vegetables, dairy, meats, and bread. The rules will require stores to stock at least 168 items that the Agriculture Department considers healthy. Michael Toscano, Washington.
And in Grant County, a 19-year-old Potosi man died from injuries after falling from a truck. He was trying to drive it while standing on a running board. There were three passengers in the truck with him at the time, 17-year-old and two 18-year-olds. They were not hurt. Leaders of all the Great Lakes states and two Canadian provinces finally going to get a first-hand look at Waukesha's request to use Lake Michigan water during a visit to that city, a public discussion set for Thursday at Carroll University. It's a nearly six-year-old request to tap Lake Michigan for drinking water and to return all of what the city takes into the connecting Root River in the form of treated wastewater. That is a problem for Racine and Racine County officials. The 2008 Great Lakes Water Protection Agreement requires approval of all 10 states and the provinces. Waukesha, under a court order to remove radium from its water by 2018. General Motors adding more vehicles to a recall issued last month by safety regulators. The reason, of course, defective Takata airbags. Some 200,000 Saab 9-3 vehicles from 2003 to 2011 and Saab 9-5 vehicles made between 2010 and 2011. GM also recalling Saturn Astra models produced in 2008 and 2009. Owners of all these vehicles will be notified by General Motors of the recall and the process to replace the airbags. A car school bus accident along Highway 20 near Highway V in Mount Pleasant, well, it looked worse than it was. No children on the bus. The man behind the wheel of the car did need some medical attention for a hand injury from South Shore paramedics. That crash also affecting morning traffic for a time. The Racine Unified School Board approving a policy last night that covers transgender and gender-conforming students and their use of bathroom and locker room facilities. The policy, which had been posted for review the last month or so, puts in writing what's pretty much been the norm for some time, letting affected students request the use of a private facility. Federal court documents showing one-time Green Bay Packer Darren Sharper, who also played for a number of other teams, has a new plea hearing on Thursday, which is further evidence his plea agreement in a drug and sexual assault case is off. The trial now scheduled for May the 16th. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.